This is DJ Tannis from Treble Radio, and you are listening to a Treble Radio podcast. Any attempt to copy or redistribute for sale is expressly prohibited by law unless written authorization has been obtained from Treble Radio or Wendy Starland. Enjoy the interview.
Treble Radio Rock Shop. Music? We can sell you the instruments to make it. From your garage band to Carnegie Hall, we can outfit you all. So come to the Rock Shop. That's www.trebleradiorockshop.com.
Treble Radio listeners, this is the Tan Man, DJ Tannis, and I have with me live Wendy Starland. Wendy!
Hi, how are you? Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, not a problem at all, not a problem. Just kind of relaxing here on a glorious Sunday, and it's finally beautiful here. The weather is finally... At least let's pray that it's finally passed us by. I'm in Northern California, is where we broadcast from, and it's been crap lately.
Well, I'm in Los Angeles right now, and it's absolutely beautiful here, so I'm happy to be here.
Excellent, excellent. So, oh, L.A., huh? So you're just down the street from us. Now, let's see here. We broadcast right out of Stockton, which is just south of Sacramento, so you're about, I guess, a five-hour trip down.
Yeah, I guess so. I haven't spent much time up there yet, so have to check it out.
It's beautiful. You ever get a chance? We're just south of Sacramento, but we're also about 90 miles east of San Francisco, and that's definitely worth the trip.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, that's awesome.
Absolutely. Yeah. Very cool. How long have you been in L.A.?
Well, I've been torn all over the place. I've been in L.A. About 8 months, but I've been going back and forth to all over the place, to New York, to Europe, to, wherever it takes me right now. I've got a lot to get done this year. There's so much happening, so there's a lot of traveling right now.
Oh, wow. Wow. Tell me about that. I mean, now are you just traveling in the state, or are you traveling all over the country?
Traveling all over the country. Right now we're working on, I'm launching a record label. I'm working on a television show. You know, my album's coming out, doing lots of live shows. So it's just been a really, really exciting but hectic time.
Wow. Very cool indeed. What you don't know, you see your phone will ring here in like 30 minutes and they'll say, "Hey, we want you on American Idol to be a mentor."
I don't expect they'll be calling me anytime soon, but it's a nice thought.
Hey, you can always hope and pray. I mean, something like that. What is that? So that's something insane. Like that would give you instant media exposure to what, about 30 or 40 million people? That'd be nice.
Yeah. Is that all? Just kidding.
Yeah, right. Well, that's all in America. I mean, actually, let me rephrase that. That's all based on just the phone calls those lunatics call in to vote. I got to believe it's more than that. You figure if a household, and maybe an average of, say, two, maybe three people are watching. So, that would definitely be a nice little media exposure blitz.
Yeah, well, maybe one day.
Yep.
Maybe one day. Right now, most of the media has come from me discovering Lady Gaga. I'm not sure if you were aware that I was the one who discovered her. So that there's been a lot of media around that. So there have been some eyeballs on it.
Okay, now I gotta ask you, who the hell designs those clothes? Who?
Oh, there's so many people who design those clothes. I mean, she's got tons of different tons of different designers working on it, and, you know, stylists and all the rest of it. But when I met her, you know, she was wearing jeans and a tank top, so we really worked hard to create something that would stand out, and she certainly does.
Wow. Oh, I'll tell you what, she can employ a gaggle of 10-year-olds to come up with some of that stuff. That's crazy.
That's for sure.
But it is. Enough about her. Enough about her. When is this album due?
The album should be coming out late summer. I'm so excited about it. Worked with some amazing people on this album, including Luisella Chiarini, who is a conductor for the ACO Val Vibrata Symphony Orchestra, who participated on this album, which was unbelievable. And we worked, you know, with Vivek Madala, who co-produced with me, as well as Peter Romano and Chris Bjork and Jack Lizzy and all the amazing people who contributed to you know, the co-production of this record. And it was truly just a life-changing experience working on it. And right now it's being mixed, and I just can't wait to get the single out, and so that you'll be hearing it on the radio sooner than you know it.
Nice. Now for the people that are listening in, where are they going to be able to go get that? What's your plan?
It'll be available worldwide. You know, right now I'm in the process of launching my own record label that's distributed worldwide. And basically, all of the artists signed to my label are going to be giving a portion of their profits towards philanthropy. So I like to think that anyone who is given a gift from God to create music and spend their life making music deserves to be giving something back to the world, not only through their creative gift, but, you know, back to charity, to the people who need it the most. And so those are the values that we're standing by on my label, and I'm really, really excited about it. So this will be the first release on it, but there'll be many more artists to come, and it's an exciting venture.
Nice. Now, where are you going to target that primarily, do you think? The proceeds
It'll start in the U.S., but it's really going to be worldwide. You know, through my partners, I have, you know, great strategic partnerships with huge corporations and brands and celebrities and whatnot who will be drawing a lot of attention to it. So you'll be hearing a lot about it in the next, probably the fourth quarter of this year is going to be the big launch. So I'll come back on here and be able to give you more specifics around that time, but it's so exciting, and the album is shaping up to be great. The hardest part is going to be whittling it down to 12 songs or something like that. So I recorded so many. But
outstanding.
Thank you.
I'm glad to, yeah, and we'll definitely help you promote that. Not a problem. I'm glad to hear that you'll be targeting the U.S. first. You know, I mean, kind of get on my political pulpit here a second. You know, one of the things that probably drives me the most insane is when I hear hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars being sent off to X, Y, and Z, and yeah, we still haven't rebuilt New Orleans yet. I mean, hello. We still have millions of children, hello, who are homeless or have no parents.
Absolutely.
Or have no health care, and we just keep sending gazillions of dollars. I mean, I feel so bad about the people in, you know, Haiti and you know, the tsunami victims over in Asia and things like, but good golly gracious, how about taking care of our own for a change? It's crazy. Okay, off my political soapbox.
No, absolutely. I mean, what I'm doing, the project that I'm working on allows people who buy the record to decide whatever they're passionate about to be able to get to the philanthropies of their choice. So no one will tell you what to be passionate about. Everyone through this system, through buying the music, will be able to promote the charities that they are passionate about. And we will give you the system to do it. So it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, that's a nice twist. I've not heard of that. That's a very good idea.
Thanks. Well, there's a lot more to come on that, you know, but I sort of mum's the word for now. But
okay,
anyway,
the concept
behind it, though, you know, in terms of what's happening with the artists, I think, you know, everything attached to philanthropy throughout history, you know, any kind of musical event, Live Aid, Live 8, you know, anything, it has been such a powerful source of giving back to the world and to giving back to humanity. And so now there's going to be an opportunity to do it on an ongoing basis, how I'm structuring the record label. And so that's really what I'm most excited about, because I believe that we can see great change in the world doing what we love and trying to bring back a little bit of the camaraderie that I heard used to exist in the music business before my time. Mm-hmm. But I'd like to think that real music, you know, classic music that stands the test of time and has longevity, you know, can really bring great change in the world through partnerships and through, you know, philanthropy and the things that matter most. So we're really striving to create a brand that will last and presents those values in terms of, you know, what's most important. I mean, is it more important to have a trendy song that you're going to pay attention to for 5 minutes, or is it more important to have the music that brings you back to a point in your life where you were going through something and you leaned on that music to help you through it or to celebrate something or, you know, whatever the case
sure.
may be. But I've been lucky enough to have fantastic people around me who always gave me great music to listen to ever since I was a little girl. And so having those rich musical influences like Sting and Peter Gabriel and Sade and U2 and, you know, artists that are timeless has been a miracle, just an absolute pleasure to have, not only as a musical influence, but just to aspire to something that stands the test of time and taking pride in doing things differently instead of so many artists today who try to mimic one another. You know, I find it fascinating that would be
right.
A strategy for success. It just doesn't seem like it's worthwhile. You know, it seems much more worthwhile to go after something that is new and different and groundbreaking and meaningful. And I look at some of the artists today who are doing that, such as, you know, John Mayer. You know, what a fantastic talent that guy is. Or you know, a Norah Jones or Feist or some of the new timeless artists that, you know, I absolutely love and appreciate. So kudos to them for, you know, keeping it real, and especially in this kind of marketplace where everything seems extremely synthetic.
Yeah, yeah. Although you mentioned John Mayer, but I think he stuck his foot in his mouth there a little bit here about a month ago. Poor guy.
Yeah. Well, I think...
Oh, well.
You know, the talent, you know, the talent speaks for itself.
Yep, that's right. Hey, Willie's telling me to say hello to you from him.
Hey, Willie, thanks for everything.
That guy never sleeps, if you haven't noticed already.
Oh, he's fantastic. He's fantastic.
Isn't he, though? That right there has got to be one of the hardest working behind-the-scenes men that myself or my wife, Ilana, we know. It's crazy insane.
Awesome. Cool. Lucky to know him.
Absolutely. Okay, so now, got the album coming, and you're knocking around the United States here. Now, I've got to just make sure I put the bug in your ear. You've got to take care of your home state. We got to see you up here in San Francisco or Sacramento. I'm putting my bid in, please.
Absolutely. Well, my first, I'm doing a show on May 30th for the Marcy Winograd campaign. I don't know if you're aware of her, but she's the Democratic congressional candidate. And, you know, her values are very much along the lines of, you know, green energy, and you know, she's a peaceful woman. Let's put it that way. She really has the right values. And so I'll be performing at the Redondo Beach Performing Arts Center on May 30th, which will be okay. A fabulous gala event. So anyone who'd like to come out to see that, it would be great. And I believe Chris Shiflett of the Foo Fighters will be performing, and Vonda Shepherd, and some other great artists. So, you know, please come and join me there.
Excellent. May 30th, Redondo Beach. Excellent. You know, you bring up green energy. You know, let's hop off music for a second here. You know, I want your opinion. You know, we're all for the green energy and all this other good stuff, but, you know, I'll tell you where they need to take the green out of it is in our wallets. Why is it so expensive? We looked at, and I mean, what's your opinion? We looked at solar panels for our house, and it costs a third of the house, and we won't see any kind of actual return on it for like 10 years. I mean, holy goodness. What's your opinion on all that?
Well, you know, I think just like, you know, most technology starts out really expensive until they get the hang of it. That's been my experience with technology. I mean, I remember, you know, when, I mean, even like the price of flat screen TVs has gone down considerably. So I would imagine that green energy technology will become more affordable as time goes on, and you know, they learn more about it and how to make it more affordable. But that's all I can really say on that topic for now, since I'm not the one creating
it. That's okay.
It.
I feel you. Say hello to Ilana, my wife and co-owner of Treble, just popped in.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hi. Thanks so much for calling in.
Oh, you know, I'm having an allergy day, so Tanis picked this up for me. I so appreciate it. I sound terrible, but, you know, we still have to do our jobs, right?
Yep.
Very good. So, not to lose sight of the original thing, just make sure that you keep either San Francisco or Sacramento in mind, because I don't recommend Stockton. Stockton's a pit. Just drive right on past it.
One of these days, the mayor who knows us well is going to come over here and slap you, because she knows where we live. But he is correct. I mean, we live in one of the nicest boroughs in this, and there's only two boroughs in this town.
It's crazy. It's
not, you know, it's just ground zero for the housing market. It's terrible. But we're
getting by.
I would love to pass through. It's definitely it's in my plans. I am going to make it happen.
Well, I'll tell you, you get up this way. We can always extend it. We got a pool.
We have a huge home.
It gets hot here. You're more than welcome to swim. Ilana and I'll throw some shrimps on the Barbie or something.
I'm not Australian. I throw steak on the Barbie.
Nice.
I'm a cowgirl.
Oh, goodness.
I like both. Now, I like both.
No, well, there you go. See? Yep. Now, okay, so as far as you also mentioned when we started out a little bit of TV. Yeah. Why don't you get into that a little bit?
Well, right now, I'm working with two other artists in a project called Sonica. And if you actually go onto my MySpace page, myspace.com/WendyStarland, you'll be able to see my top friends Sonica, and you can click on that. I'm working with two other female solo artists, Natasha Alexandra, as well as Kristen Hoffman, who are phenomenal, both very different stylistically, but, you know, they're just amazing, and we're working on a television show that is going to start shooting hopefully this summer, and you'll have to wait and see. It's really great, and you'll be able to hear us performing live on the show, and it's going to be awesome. I just can't wait.
Have you got any networks lined up?
We do. There's two networks interested, and we're deciding which one to go with right now. So, again, mum's the word. I'm speaking a little ahead of time, but I'm just so excited about it. I can't keep it a secret.
Totally.
Trust
understand.
Us, our listeners around the world won't tell anybody. They'll keep it to themselves. Sorry about that.
Well, that's
you
great.
Kind of outed yourself, but you know, that's all exciting stuff. That's stuff that you know people want to hear about and want to see. You know, they want to see it and hear it and what's new. And that's the beauty of internet radio. We can talk to millions of people around the world at one time and get them all excited about your work.
Yeah. So make sure you put it on YouTube too once you get the network authorization, because unfortunately, the people in Russia will not be able to watch it here.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
That is. But, you know, it's just amazing.
Little pause there. Okay. Sure, I'll put that on YouTube. Not.
Will you stop teasing her? She's never going to come by and visit us.
I'll always come back and visit.
Oh, wonderful. So how's your family life?
Yeah, everything going good on the home front?
Everything going good, because you're obviously working very hard.
Yeah, everything's great, you know. There is a lot of traveling, but I'm living with my boyfriend, and we're having a great time, and he's got to travel a lot for work, too. He's a bassist in the band Rapscallion, so he's making his record, and I'm actually producing their album and working on that a little bit. So I'm spread a little thin right now, but it's all stuff that I've dreamed of working on, and so I'm passionate about working on these projects.
Any kitties?
No.
would you like one?
Not until I'm older and more mature.
But we have some boys. I mean, if you're looking for some boys, we have three.
Yeah, we can loan you one.
We will loan you one or two. We have one that's... Well,
yep.
He's 18. He's really honest. You can trust him with anything. But he's a slug. You should see his room. The only thing that you'd be yelling at him about was about his room. But anything else, you can trust him with it. So that's not too bad.
All right. Yeah.
We'll start with a visit.
Yeah, you can put him to work,
Yeah,
all right,
he'd work hard.
Do the lights, run that cable.
Yeah. Use him as a grip. Hey, put him to work.
Oh, Lordy.
Nah, the monster wants to be a neurosurgeon. We don't want to wreck his hands.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's cool. So everybody's happy, healthy, good stuff.
Sounds wonderful.
Well, listen.
Yeah,
hey,
everything's going well. It's just a really busy time right now. I can't wait for the album to come out. And right now, to anybody listening, if you could go to my MySpace page and tell me which song in my player you think could be a first single, let me know. I'm trying to figure out which song is the best song to release first. So please be sure to visit my MySpace page, myspace.com/WendyStarland.
There you go.
There you go.
Very cool. Very cool.
Right
indeed.
On.
Well, listen, Wendy, I don't want to keep you because it's a Sunday, and I know you got things to do, and there's still some day left.
Yeah.
But we really appreciate you coming on.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. I'd love to come on again when I can tell you more about all of these different things happening, but I really, really appreciate it.
Well, no, we're excited, and I make sure the Benadryl kicks in before I pick up the mic, too. This is a beautiful time of the year. This is the one time that I suffer so much.
Yeah. Aww. It's crazy insane. It, yeah. You know, it's the post rain pre bake off.
Yeah, it gets about 110 here at Ken.
Oh man. Yeah. Well,
cool stuff.
You know, it's been so wonderful speaking with you, and please be sure to, you know, come back and visit me, and I definitely want to stop by and do some shows in your neck of the woods.
Okay, excellent. Well, we'll keep our eyes and ears open, and we'll follow up with you, and we'll get you back on, especially if you come up this way. Maybe we'll be able to hook up something and, you know, get interview you live or something. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah. That would be great.
Fantastic. Thank you.
No problem. Listen, you have a good rest of the day, and we'll be in touch.
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. Have a good one.
You too, Wendy.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
There we go.
Yeah, nice lady.
Wendy Starland. Lana had missed when she was... She discovered Lady Gaga.
Awesome.
I mean, that's some stuff right there.
Yeah, it is.
And I asked her, you know, who designs those outfits? And she says she's got a whole team of people.
Yeah.
And I told her that all she needs is a gag. Like 10-year-olds could figure out this crap that she wears.
You ever been on tour, you ought to know that they have a whole seamstress crew that goes on.
10-year-olds could figure out some of those outfits.
Okay.